Coming up on episode number 1481, it's time for a double tribute episode of Coverville today. First off, featuring the music of Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel. Going to hear a famous song of theirs covered and some covers they did. Also a tribute to Carl Wallinger of the Waterboys, but more importantly of World Party. We're going to be focusing on the latter for today's tribute. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, March 21st, 2024. My name is Brian, and welcome to another double tribute episode of Coverville. You know, we started off last year with a lot of tribute episodes. I guess we're going to do that again this year. That's all right. You know what? It's a great way to revisit some music of people that we've lost recently and re-familiarize ourselves with the libraries that they left behind, the tributes that they, the legacy that we pay tribute to, their tributes from other artists. It's a sad thing, but we turn it into a way to celebrate their music, celebrate their life here on Coverville. Later on the show, we're going to hear a tribute to Carl Wallinger of World Party and the Waterboys. But we're going to start things off today with Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel. Actually, it was for this song that they knew was going to be a hit that they changed... that Steve Harley changed the name of the band to Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel. They were just Cockney Rebel up to this point. And he said he wanted to pull a George Michael and Wham thing, right? You know how a Careless Whisper is attributed to George Michael and Wham, even though George Michael was already 50% of Wham? That might have been a producer or a record company situation. I don't know. But in this case, yep, Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel. The song is Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me. Big hit over there in the UK, not as big over here in the US, but my introduction to the song, before I even knew it was a cover, it was a B-side on one of those early Duran Duran singles from 81 or 82. It might have been Hold Back the Rain or Save a Prayer. I think it was from Rio. It might have been Rio itself. This was included as a B-side or as a bonus track on the CD single. The song is Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me. Here are Duran Duran.
Game. cold, lonely winter.
Little darling,
it feels like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say,
it's all right.
That was Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel with a cover of the Beatles' Here Comes the Sun. That one came out on a compilation album from Q Magazine, a little ride-along magazine insert called Why Don't We Do It on the Road? Bunch of Beatles covers on that one. That originally was recorded back in 1976, big UK cover for them. Duran Duran right before that from B-side to one of their singles in the early 80s, Rio probably, one of the Rio album singles, Hungry Like the Wolf maybe. That was Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me, which is the big Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel song, the big popular song that the band put out. That was released in 1983 by Duran Duran, recorded live at the Hammersmith Odeon. Moving over to Carl Wallinger. This is the lead singer of the Waterboys for a while, left the band, formed his own called World Party. And that's where he had most of his success. His biggest hits came from that. Probably his biggest hit, at least the one that's covered the most, is this one right here. It's a song called She's the One. I believe it came from the soundtrack to Beautiful Girls. I need to look that up. But this cover comes to us from Jennifer Owens from her 2022 album, or EP, Acoustic Covers. Here is She's the One.
I was her, she was me. We were one, we were free. And if there's somebody calling me on, she's the one. If there's somebody calling me on. when you get to where you wanna go, and you know the things you wanna know. Your smile, when you sit and what you wanna say, and you know the way you wanna play it, you will be so high, you'll be flying.
The Joker and the Fool, but the light of the crosses that burn, drawn by the promise of the women and the lace and the gold and the cotton and pearls. It's the place where you keep all the darkness you need. You sail away from the light of the world on this ship, baby. Good.
But I'm sure you'll build your Sodom like you knew you would, using all the good people for your galley slaves, as your little boat struggles through the warning waves. But you don't.
Ik adem slechts wanneer jij ademt. Ik droom alleen wanneer jij droomt. En is het licht uit in de kamer, dan weet ik nog wat er zich afspeelt in je hoofd. Ik fluister slechts wanneer jij fluistert. Ik zwijg alleen omdat jij raakt. En hoe dat komt, dat weet ik zelf niet, omdat jij zonder woorden weet waar het om gaat. Wij leggen zelden onze ziel bloot, maar zoals dat voetbaltechnisch heet, druppel je dwars door mijn defensie heen, omdat jij zonder woorden toch van wanten weet. Als jij wil dromen en als ik soms alleen iets mis, dan denk jij nooit hoe zal dat komen, omdat jij zonder woorden weet hoe laat het is.
Sky is blue, it's beautiful, so are you, dear.
World Party's Dear Prudence, a cover of the Beatles song. You'll find that on their B-sides and rarities and live tracks collection called Archaeology, A-R-K-E-O-L-O-G-Y. That one came out in 2012. I think it's like a 5-disc set, 70-something tracks of World Party rarities and B-sides and demo versions. It's really, really cool. A great way to cap off an incredible career for Carl Wallinger, who was a huge Beatles fan. A lot of Beatles covers, a lot of Paul McCartney covers on that album, and I guess we're just going to end every set today with a Beatles cover. Or are we? We'll just have to find out. Bart Peters with a Swedish version of World Party's... Oh, shoot. What's the name of that song? It's from Bang. Oh, gosh. I had it right in front of me. I'm not going to be able to figure it out. That is, it's called Sonderwurden, and it is a cover of World Party song. It's from the album Bang, and it's called... All right, I'll look it up during the next set. I can't believe I didn't have that written down, and I closed the website that had that information up. Oops. That one from the album Het Plaatje van Bart Peters, which came out in 2003. The Icicle Works before that with a live version of Private Revolution. That one from their album Blind from 1987. Icicle Works, best known for that song Birds Fly. Birds Fly, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know that one. Icicle Works... with a cover of Private Revolution. Laszlo Bane, also best known for the theme song to the TV show Scrubs, works a lot with covers, does a lot with Colin Hay, who also made an appearance on the show Scrubs a couple times. That's from an album he put out during the pandemic called Someday We'll Be Together, where he recorded songs with a bunch of different people over remotely, right, with recording in their own studios and then putting the tracks together, probably over Zoom, something like that. That's his cover of Ship of Fools from that album. And then we started things off with Jennifer Owens from the Acoustic Covers EP from 2022 and a cover of She's the One. That was one of Carl Wallinger's favorite World Party songs, but he was a little disappointed when Robbie Williams came out with his cover, because Robbie used members of the World Party touring band to record it, and it was right after Carl suffered a near-fatal brain aneurysm, and said, great, glad that song is doing well, and you guys are all living the high life with champagne and caviar while I'm sitting here eating crackers dipped in water. Poor Carl. If you're looking for some of the bigger hits for World Party, we're going to really surprise you with this next set, this last set of music. Starting with this one of their bigger hits from the band Scouting for Girls and their album Easy Cover from 2021. Here is Put the Message in the Box.
Won't you please hear the call? I'm waiting right here with my open arms. She says, give a little bit, give a little bit of your soul to me.
Yeah. step out through the open door, leave a note that says goodbye, and build a new house down by the sea, get to the place we were meant to be, and you know it when you smile. Up at the window, searching the sky, looking for the rainbow, and don't ask why, I want to see the rainbow come. Hey, we'll be leaving on all sides. Oh, when the rainbow comes. La, 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 la. Bomb, or it could be a letter. It don't matter, it can only get better. Hey, Mr. Postman, look and see if there's a message in your bag for me. You know it's been such a long, long time since I can laugh at this world of mine. Make a bright new day. I need a prayer here, need a blessing. Cast an eye back as you run. Turn around, boy, see the rainbow come. Hey, we'll be leaving on all sides when the rainbow comes. When the rainbow comes, oh, see the world from all sides. When the rainbow comes, when the rainbow comes. La 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 la. Thank you.
They say I won't stay.
Party with a cover of World Without Love, that one originally by Peter and Gordon from a song that was written and given to the pair by Paul McCartney. So, in essence, yes, a third Beatles cover to close out the show. Ruby Trax, The Enemy's Roaring 40th anniversary of the New Musical Express, came out in 1992. Great cover there. And a great compilation album, Ruby Trax, if you can find it. It's not available digitally. You have to find copies of the disc, but you'll find a link in the show notes where you can pick that one up on Amazon. Peter and Gordon's World Without Love, sung there by Carl Wallinger and World Party. Roseanne Cash before that with a cover of All Come True, that one from her 1990 album Interiors. Sean Colvin from the Armageddon soundtrack from 1998, a cover of When the Rainbow Comes by World Party. Eliza Gilkison with a cover of Is It Like Today? Such a sweet song about the journey of man, discovery and destruction and creation and all that stuff. Is It Like Today by Eliza Gilkison from her album Paradise Hotel from 2005. And we started things off with Scouting for Girls and a cover of Put the Message in the Box, that one from their 2021 album, Easy Cover. And I can't for the life of me remember if their Easy Cover album includes a cover of Easy Lover by the Phils, Bailey and Collins. I'll have to look and see. But Scouting for Girls, Put the Message in the Box. And that is going to bring us to the end of this episode. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed today's musings. We'll be back tomorrow morning with a Guess the Connection episode here at twitch.tv/coverville. Also, a little bit later, going to be assembling some Millennium Falcon over there on YouTube, youtube.com/coverville. It'll be up there in perpetuity. I'll let you know right now. You're going there to listen to me chat because I don't have the polished Millennium Falcon assembly channel like others have, but hopefully you come there and enjoy listening to me babble about the Millennium Falcon as I put things together. Also be back next week with another edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brandon saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.